In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the first reading, we hear continuation of the creation of man, and then we heard last week at the end of the week, you know, the fall of man with Adam and Eve in the garden, falling into the temptation of the serpent. And today we hear the continuation of Adam and Eve after the fall. You know, they start having children, and Cain and Abel, the two sons, at least two of the sons that we know that they had, because obviously there were other children from Adam and Eve, because even Cain makes mention of it. He says, you know, there must be a lot more people around, because he's afraid that he's going to have his evil deed avenged upon him. So there must be other people that were conceived from Eve, other children that are populating the earth at this time, because Cain and Abel are two of the sons that have a special significance, because they're the first two that bring about the showing the, you might say, the fall of man and the continuing loss of morals, in that now Cain commits the first homicide, killing his brother because of envy and jealousy. And as the Lord said to him, you could do the same if you wanted to. You know, if you do well, there's no reason to be crestfallen. But he says, God said to him, that sin is a demon lurking at the door. It is, its urge is for you, but you can conquer it. You can resist it. He said, you can master, you can be his master. That we are not, as so many people will say, well, I'm only, it's just human nature. Or they'll say, you know, I can't help it, the devil made me do it. But rather, temptation is always as an invitation to doing evil, and we can resist it with, of course, God's grace. And if we turn to God, that's what God is reminding Cain, is that you can be its master if you will abide with me and do as I say and do what is pleasing, as your brother Abel offered his best to the Lord and tried to do his best to be pleasing to God. So this is something that, you know, even today, human nature has not changed. It's still the same fallen human nature since the time of Cain and Abel. Sin is not our master. It's only our master if we allow it and give in to it. But truly, with all the, you know, excuses that we give today, that, you know, these sins are diseases or they're some phobia or something else, you know, really what we need to do is to recognize sin as it is and make use of the means that God has given us to overcome it. The grace of the sacraments, prayer, fasting, living a virtuous life, and trying to practice the virtues, to resist the vices. These are the means at our disposal. And it's not as complicated as we sometimes try to make it out. And in the gospel today, the Pharisees, again, you know, they're not interested in really believing our Lord. So they're not asking for a sign so that they might believe. They're asking for a sign to test him, because they are trying to put him on the spot or to catch him in a contradiction. They're asking him to work a miracle, but not so that they can believe, but rather to see if they can find some more evidence that they want to convict him As we know, our Lord did work a sign in their presence. He brought Lazarus back from the dead. And even after witnessing this great power of our Lord, bringing a man who had been dead in the tomb for 3 days, that it said that they then made a resolution to kill him. So obviously the Pharisees are those who are not at all sincere. They may put on a show of religion, as the Pharisees did, but as our Lord said, they were whitewashed sepulchres full of dead men's bones. And our Lord said he would not work a sign for them because of their lack of belief and lack of sincere wanting to believe. And he left them. Eventually, he works many miracles in their presence, but not for them, but for people who had faith, because they, no matter, as I said, how many miracles he would have worked, they were resisting because they did not want to believe. The gift of faith, you have to be humble to receive the gift of faith. Humility, the first act that one must make in order to make an act of faith is humble, to humble oneself, to say that I need what our Lord has. What he has, I need. I need to have his truth. I need to have his love. And obviously the Pharisees were not. They were rich, full of themselves. And in one sense, because of that, very poor. Let us pray, you know, that today, for all those today that are like the Pharisees, and maybe sometimes we are like the Pharisees, we tempt the Lord. We don't really give him a sincere effort or a sincere act of trust or a sincere act of faith. We are always maybe looking for something else, and we kind of make use of religion, but not for the purpose that it's for, but rather just to make a good show for social status or for impressing people. But really what we need is to, what our Lord is looking for is worthy fruits, truly acts that come forth from faith that is truly sincere and wants to truly follow the Lord and wants to see a sign. Maybe at times we need to see signs so that we may truly bolster our faith and that we may remember that the Lord is truly the God of miracles, and that what is needed for miracles is faith, a belief that our Lord can truly do what he says. The Pharisees are those who are not sincere and are not humble enough to realize that they need God. They need what our Lord has to offer. Let us today, you know, as we are approaching Lent, it's a time once again to acquire the virtue of humility. Lent begins this coming Wednesday with an act of humility, and we have ashes put on our forehead to remind us that we are dust, that we are nothing, that God is our all, and that we need him and everything that he has to offer us, and that we should be truly eager to receive him and not put him to the test as the Pharisees do and did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.